Shalom, shalom. This is Dr. Akiva Ganlil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Ruach HaOr Audio Visual Learning Library. Welcome. Thank you for joining me, kids of all ages. Our Torah story is from the Talmud, and it's called Choni, the Circle Maker. And our story is in the loving memory of Mr. James Reeves. May he rest in peace. Our story from the Talmud begins with the words, "In the days of Shimon ben Shataak," which those days were about 150 years before the destruction of the second Bet HaMikdash, of the second Holy Temple. So this would have been around 3680 FC from creation. Now, our story regarding Choni, the Circle Maker, begins with the Talmud giving us an explanation about how rain fell in Eretz Israel. The Talmud tells us that the rain would fall on Erev Shishi and on Erev Shabbat. So when we say Erev, we're talking about evening. And of course, when we're talking about when a day begins, in the Talmud and in the Torah and for B'nai Yisrael and for B'nai Noachides, the day begins when the sun sets, and then there's a little period of about 30-40 minutes when it starts to get dark outside, and then we have nightfall when it's dark outside. And when it's dark outside, a brand new day begins. Now that's quite a bit different from the calendars we're using today, but this is how the calendar in the Torah and in HaTanakh work, and that's when a day begins. So the story begins with rain falling when the third day begins, at nightfall when the third day begins. And rain would fall on Erev Shabbat, when the beginning of Sabbath would come in. And our sages teach us that God was so good to the Jewish people that kernels of wheat became as large as kidney beans, and that barley was as large as olive pits, and that lentils were as gold as dinar coins. And that's gold. Now, kids of all ages, if you were to speak to a farmer and you were to say, "Hey, have you ever seen a wheat that is as large as kidneys, like kidney beans? Have you ever seen barley as large as an olive pit?" And you could ask that question, and most farmers would say, "No, I've never seen anything quite like that." So what this represents is the blessings of Hashem that are flowing down from the Hashemayim. And why did Hashem bless Eretz Israel? It's because all the people in Eretz Israel were very righteous. They were doing what God wanted. They were making Hashem very happy. And how are they making Hashem happy? They were righteous. They were doing what God wanted. And so over a period of time, this rain just produced the most marvelous, the most fantastic, most unbelievably large and good quality crops. Now about 3725, the ruler who was in Israel, his name was Herod. And Herod wanted to do something for the Jewish people. So he decided that he wanted to refurbish, to kind of reconstruct the second Bet HaMikdash that was built by the Novi Ezra. And so they would begin the reconstruction to make a more beautiful holy temple for Eretz Israel. This was very pleasing to Hashem. And so our sages teach that during the construction of the Bet HaMikdash, the reconstruction, the refurbishing of the Bet HaMikdash by Herod's contractors and workers and architects, etc., and all the people that were involved, that rain only fell at nighttime. Then as daytime would approach, as light would approach, the wind would come down and dry the ground so that it would not disturb the workers in their holy work of refurbishing the Bet HaMikdash. Now, the Talmud relates that one year, during the month of HaShanayim Asar, the 12th month, that the rains didn't fall. And that was very serious because that was the month that Eretz Israel receives its greatest amount of rain. Now, of course, if you're a B'nai Noachite, that would be Chodesh Shishi, the 6th month. But if you're B'nai Yisrael, that would be Chodesh Shanayim Asar, the 12th month. Now, I can just imagine, kids of all ages, you're running right now to your Chadashim to try and figure out what month that would be. And if you look in your Chadash and B'nai Noach Torah Institute year month chart, you'll find out that is normally around the 3rd month of the year. This was a serious situation for B'nai Yisrael and for the farmers in B'nai Yisrael. They needed rain for their crops, and so they were very concerned. And they called for a righteous man, and his name was Choni. And Choni was called Choni the Circle Maker. Now when Choni came, he was asked to say a blessing, to pray a blessing that there'd be rain. And so he said a blessing that rain should fall. He said a prayer that rain should fall. But the rain didn't fall. So he decided to do what a Novi named Habakkuk did a long time before this. Habakkuk drew a circle and he stood in it and he prayed a prayer to Hashem. So Choni, the circle maker, drew a circle. He was standing there and he drew a circle all around him. And then after he drew that circle, he prayed to the master of the universe. And he cried out, "Your children have turned their faces towards me. They're looking to me. They think I can bring rain." And he said, "Master of the universe, I'm not coming to you because I'm a great person. I'm coming to you because I'm a member of your household. I'm a member of your staff." What Choni, the circle maker, was saying, kids of all ages, is, "I live in the Bet HaMikdash. I live in the area of the Holy Temple. I pray and I daven and I stay there. I'm close to you." So they called me to come and say a blessing. They asked me to say a prayer. Then Choni the circle maker, he drew a circle all around him so that he was in the center of the circle. And then he did something. He said, "I swear by your great name, I will not budge from here until you have pity upon your children." Now, when he said that, he made a very righteous man very unhappy. And that righteous man, we've already mentioned his name. His name was Shimon ben Shataak. And so Shimon ben Taak would later call Choni the circle maker and would challenge him and would say, "Choni, why did you use the very, very special name of God that no one is supposed to use and say that you wouldn't budge from this circle, that you swear that you're making a vow, God forbid, that you wouldn't budge from this circle until the master of the universe would send rain?" And the reason that Shimon ben Shataak would get after Choni the circle maker is because if the Creator didn't send rain, he would break a vow, and that would be very, very, very bad. And we don't want to swear by heaven. We don't want to break a vow. And so that's why he got after him. Well, as it turns out, rain began to fall very lightly. And so the disciples of Coney, the circle maker, thought, well, this is Hashem letting it rain very, very lightly, sprinkling. You're hardly getting wet, but it's still sprinkling very lightly. And this was their way of thinking that the creator of the universe was allowing Choni, the circle maker, an opportunity now to leave the circle. But they didn't hear the second part of what Choni, the circle maker, said. He said to the creator of the universe that he wasn't going to leave this circle until the creator had mercy on his people. But he said that softly, and his disciples didn't hear that. And so then, after it was only sprinkling, just a little drop here and a little drop there, Choni, the circle maker, made another request. What do you suppose that request was? Choni, the circle maker, did something that none of us should do. He expressed displeasure with the creator of the universe. He said something to this effect. He said, I want rain that will fill holes and ditches and caves and great big containers. As he stood inside the circle. And what do you suppose happened? All of a sudden the heavens burst forth with enormous amount of rain. It was a deluge. Rain was coming down in logs. Rain was coming down in sheets. Rain was coming down like jugs of water. It was pouring down so hard that his disciples became extremely concerned that he had brought on another flood that would destroy the world. It was raining so hard. Kids of all ages, think of when it rained really, really hard at your home, at your school, at your office. The other day ago, I heard a weather report that said a particular town in Colorado received so much rain that it filled a glass 2.5 inches in just 7 minutes. Wow, that's a lot of rain. Well, what do you suppose Choni, the circle maker, did next? He cries out to the creator of the universe, this is not the rain that I was asking for, but I want rains of goodwill and rains of blessing and rains of benevolence. And then all of a sudden, the very hard rain ceased and it began to rain normally. And it rained and it rained and it rained. And all the people had so much rain that they went up to the Holy Temple Mount to get up above the rain because they were afraid. And so they said to Choni, the circle maker, just as you prayed for the rain to fall, will you please pray for the rain to cease? And Choni, the circle maker, turned to them and said, among the teachers we have a tradition. And that tradition is that when God gives us abundance, when He bestows upon us goodness, that we should never ask the Creator to cause His goodness to cease. He said, nonetheless, we'll go to the Bet HaMikdash, to the temple area, and if you bring me a bull for confessions of sins, I will say a prayer. And they brought him a bull that was for confessing one's sins. And he laid both of his hands upon this bull, and he said a prayer something like this. Master of the universe, your people, your nation, whom you've taken out of Mitzrayim, they cannot bear either great abundance or they cannot bear terrible misfortune. You became unhappy with them, and they cannot bear that. Then you gave them an abundance of good, and they cannot bear that. Would you please allow the rains to cease? Would you please allow relief for the world? And then, all of a sudden, the rains ceased, and the wind began to blow, and the clouds, they went away, and the sunshine came out, and people went out into their fields, and they brought back truffles and mushrooms, and the people were happy. However, the sage Shimon ben Shataak summons for Choni the circle maker to come. He needed to explain to Choni the circle maker that you do not draw a circle around yourself and stand in it and challenge the creator of the universe. That you do not become angry with the creator of the universe and do not express unkindness towards the creator of the universe, even though you were doing it for his people, even though you wanted to do it for good. And so, kids of all ages, we can learn a really, really valuable and important lesson from Choni, the circle maker. We have to be very careful when we're at school not to challenge our teachers, not to cause them troubles. We have to be very, very conscious when we're at home with our Tati, our father, and Ima, our mother, not to challenge them. We have to be very careful not to challenge people in a way that Choni, the circle maker, challenged the creator of the universe. So we have to be careful. We have to be conscious. Now, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to want answers. It's okay to want to have good things happen in your school and in your business, your office, in your home, in your congregation, and in your shul. But what Shimon ben Shataak was saying to Choni the circle maker is this: there is a correct way to go about doing things. There is a correct way to address the creator of the universe. There is a correct way to address the rabbi of the shul, the rav of the community, the sage. There is a correct way to address our Tati and our Ima, and we must be very careful to speak with them correctly. Now, our story on Choni, the circle maker, was taken from the Talmud, Tanet 23a. And now I have something very special to share with every kid of all ages. While we were making this production on Choni, the circle maker, I heard thunder. And when you hear thunder, you can say a blessing. And the blessing in English is, "Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, for his strength and his power fill the universe." Or if you want to say it in Hebrew, you can say, "Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, shekocho ugburato melech olam." Do you know what you say when you see lightning? You say, "Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who does the work of creation." And if you want to say that in Ivri, in Hebrew, you say, "Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam osei ma'asei bareishit." Now I want to say thank you for joining with me. And may Hashem bless each and every kid of all ages that observes the mitzvot of HaTorah zealously, eagerly, lovingly, enthusiastically. Shalom, shalom.